The UK Report. Thanks to Peters of Kensington. Why in the World Wide Web would you shop anywhere else? petersofkensington.com.au.
Let's go to Adam in London. The poor old voters, Adam.
Yeah, a little test of democracy, this, because midnight last night was our deadline for people to register to vote in the EU referendum. We are, of course, pretty much 2 weeks away on the nose from our vote. But the website crashed. Some 500,000 people decided they would register on deadline day. They'd not done it in the weeks beforehand. And 50,000 people tried to access the website in 5 minutes. So guess what? It buffered, it crashed, it failed. Repeat ad nauseam.
So they've extended the voter registration period, have they?
They have, and it's controversial because the claim is that the government has decided to do this, but they need approval of Parliament, except they've extended it before they get approval from Parliament. And the thought is it's particularly young voters who didn't register, and young voters are more likely to vote to stay in the European Union. So is this a weighted...
Because that's all they know.
...democracy?
Yeah, that's all they know. The latest polls have the leave at 43% and the stay at 42% and 12% undecided. That's on June 23. And as Adam said, everything in Britain happens on a Thursday when it comes to voting. So that's exactly a fortnight from today. Okay, what's your wizard night out?
Well, we've had the films, we've had the books, and now we have the play, Harry Potter and the Cursed Child. I'm expecting a clap of thunder at the moment I say that, but no, it hasn't happened. Anyway,
no, we don't have any of those sound effects here.
We'll do our own.
Okay.
Let's go. this is a play set 19 years after the final book and the final film, and people last night queued round the block, dressed as witches and wizards, just up the road from Leicester Square. Actually, nobody looked that odd because it's just up the road from Leicester Square. There are lots of those sorts of people there. When tickets first went on sale for this play 8 months ago, 175,000 tickets were sold in 24 hours. And I have to say, critics and audience gasped and whooped, and there was rapturous applause, and all 1,500 members of the audience were given a badge saying, keep the secrets, because the official opening of this play isn't until the end of July. It's going to be a phenomenon, as everything Harry Potter-like.
That is amazing.
Get this, it's two parts. You have to pay for two nights at a London theatre. So it's going to cost you two arms and two legs and all the shirts off your back.
And brilliantly told by one Gilchrist. Talk to you tomorrow, Adam Gilchrist in London.